Tomatoes are one of the most popular plants in which gardeners grow. 90%+ of gardeners who put a garden in put tomatoes in. And right now, tomatoes are coming out of the garden very prolifically. And whether you have 100 plants or you have 4 plants, if done right, you should be having tomatoes being harvested. I've got a friend, she's got 4 in her front yard garden, got more tomatoes than she knows what to do with. She's making chili, she's making spaghetti sauce. We've got tomatoes coming out of our garden, and there's a variety of different things in which you can do with them. Now, growing up on the farm, back to a farm story, for a side dish for lunch, we would just take and slice a tomato, put it on a plate, and then you put salt and pepper on it, and that would be an item in which you can consume. Some people find that very odd. Other people will eat tomatoes like a peach or an apple and just bite right into it. But here are some items in which we can cook with the tomatoes and non-cooked items that we can utilize the fresh tomatoes that are coming out of our garden. And it's a luxury, because if you've ever had a store-bought tomato, you know it's either eat a store-bought tomato or eat a piece of cardboard, about the same consistency and flavor.
Right. So this is a recipe I came up with. I call it the tomato with butter and pasta, I guess.
Yes, sure.
You could add a protein like a shrimp or some chicken or something. That's fine. But what I do is I take about a stick of butter. I know that seems like a lot of butter, but eventually you'll...
Some cooks that on TV that would say that you need to add 2 or 3 more. Yeah, but okay.
Okay, so then you take, I don't know, probably like 3 cups of tomatoes, whether they're cherry tomatoes or chopped tomatoes, whatever you got is fine.
If they're cherries, do we chop them or do we dice them?
It's up to you.
Okay.
This is very low maintenance recipe, right?
Work with what you got and how you like it.
So then you take that butter, you start getting it nice and hot, melted. You add your tomatoes, you let your tomatoes cook down a little bit. If you want to add mushrooms, you can certainly add mushrooms. Once your tomatoes are cooked down, that's when you would add your mushrooms or your like shrimp or whatever. And then you take garlic. I just usually end up using garlic powder, but if you have fresh garlic, you can do that too. Kind of to your taste. I just kind of know what tastes good. And then you want to use a little salt as well to add some flavor. And then you cook your pasta, and you mix it all in with your pasta, and it's just a really nice, delicious dish. And it's easy.
One that you do not have to cook is obviously the BLT.
Well, if you cook your bacon.
Well, your bacon. Some people do the microwave bacon. We use the traditional pork bacon. You can use turkey bacon or vegan bacon, either or. Works very well.
BLTs, they're delicious, especially with homemade tomatoes.
Well, that's really the only way you can do it. I mean, Let's be realistic here.
Mm-hmm. And I like to make like pico de gallo, like a fresh salsa.
Mm-hmm.
That is good to make. You can just add fresh tomatoes to any dish. So like Joey mentioned, eat it with your sandwich at lunchtime as like a side.
There's some people that will do, what is it, a tomato mayonnaise sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
See, that was something never grew up on. I just kind of thought you got to have something else than just bread, mayonnaise, and a tomato. But that's
delicious. I put cheese on mine.
Okay.
Yeah, but I eat those a lot, cheese and tomato sandwiches. Or if you have like some sort of salami, it gives it, it's pretty good together.
Bean cheese pasta tomato casserole is another one.
This is something else that I've made up, and it's like pasta, like typically elbow noodles.
Okay.
And then I use cannellini beans, like a can of cannellini beans, tomatoes, and then some shredded cheese. It's kind of different, but you could play around with that. And then tomatoes on pizza, there's a lot of, like, you'll see, especially on Pinterest, like, use your heirloom tomatoes and put them on a pizza and make this heirloom tomato pizza. Same thing, a lot of people do, like, a calzone type thing with fresh tomatoes, heirloom tomatoes. So there's a few options there. Basically, like, if you have tomato, cheese, and some sort of bread component, you're good to go.
Dehydrated tomatoes. Now, we found that if you take tomatoes, cherry as well, you kind of cut them. And make them slices, but you dehydrate them and they become sweeter, and then you can also use them for, you know, on top of pasta, or you can put them in stews, soups, chilies. You can put a lot of tomatoes, dehydrated tomatoes, in a half-gallon mason jar. You want to keep the lid on them because otherwise the moisture in the air will make them I don't want to say soggy, but they'll lose that crispness, that crunch that they had, and they kind of lose a little of that sweet flavor. But dehydrated tomatoes, if you've never tried that, you can do it in your oven or you can do it in your dehydrator. It's really a neat way to utilize and save a lot of tomatoes and utilize them in a lot of different dishes.
Right. So also there's stuff like bruschetta, panzanella. Those are both tomato dishes with bread. Panzanella is a soaked bread, and it's a tomato salad with a soaked bread. It's kind of more on the chef end of things, but there's that. And then bruschetta is where you have the toasted bread with the tomato, it's like typically tomatoes and oregano on top. And if you're looking for like a really good place to get some nice bread in the area, you would want to go to like Outpost or Beans and Barley. Stuffed tomatoes, I've seen a lot of recipes for that coming around, especially if you get some of those nice large
heirloom, the
heirloom tomatoes.
So what? Explain the process of a stuffed tomato. Are we gutting the inside of it out and then filling it with a contact of mixture?
And then you typically bake it for a little bit. And then there's any combination of a caprese salad. So with tomato, with the fresh mozzarella and the basil. So whether that be just the salad itself, some people do that with like a pesto spread on a sandwich with that nice fresh mozzarella. So that's a good combination. Again, tomato, cheese, carbs. There's a lot of combinations.
You can juice tomatoes.
You can juice tomatoes, yep. You can make gazpacho. Gazpacho is a chilled tomato-based vegetable soup. It's very popular, especially during the summer, or as we move into the fall. As we still have warm days, it can be a very refreshing lunch.
Explain, what was the one that you saw that you? I heard you in the other room going, ugh. What was that one?
It was a tomato pie.
Okay.
I wasn't really sure about that.
It must be very popular somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's all in how the preparation of it is. Maybe we've never had tomato pie.
No.
Some people may not think it's very good, but other people may say, hey, let's try this.
Yeah. It's like a deep dish type pie.
So is it more, from what you found, is it more like a pie, or at the end of the conclusion of it, is it more like a deep dish pizza without the other toppings except for that baked
tomato? It was
tomato.
More like a pie. Like, okay. You want to highlight the tomato sweeter side versus the more acidic side, and you would use the yellowish tomatoes to make this pie, and it was supposed to be like sweet.
Okay.
I don't understand. You were using creme fraiche, which creme fraiche is kind of like sour cream, but it's a little bit more heartier and rich. So I don't know.
Well, and then, you know, we've got all different colors of the rainbow when it comes to tomatoes. So if you did want to go and try a specific type of, you know, next year plant a whole bunch of white tomatoes or yellow tomatoes or orange tomatoes, and you could do, if you're going into the canning process, you could do white ketchup or purple ketchup or, you know, that type of thing with the actual tomato that is that color. Because
that is if you like homemade ketchup.
If you like homemade ketchup, mm-hmm. and you found that you do like it, excluding one unusual item or ingredient that most recipes require.
Right, that was with cloves. And anything sort of those warmer, savory spices, such as cloves. I think one of the recipes we had cinnamon in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much. Cardamom, those kind of spice family. I would like to leave out of my homemade ketchup, and we did, and I liked it. It's just a little bit different. It's a different texture.
If you're used to the corn syrup in traditional store bought ketchup, it is a transition from. The store box.
Not even the corn syrup, but just the fact that it's more watery.
Thick. Yeah, it's not as thick.
So you could let your tomato, if you make your own ketchup, you could let it cook down for a while, or you could just eat it as is, and it was good.
Now, could you cook it down in the slow cooker with the lid cracked just to get to the consistency, and then okay?
You'd have to watch it more.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and that's just some of the multitude of different things in which you can utilize and cook with tomatoes in your kitchen. With what you're coming out of the garden and or what you're getting out of the farmer's market. Well, the shelf life that we get on...
Tomato ketchup?
With any canned goods, how long is the shelf life?
Well, you want to ideally do it for 1 year. So that's your idea. Now,
it won't combust in 1 year from now.
Yeah, it's not going to immediately expire after 1 year, but that's what you want to keep in the back of your mind as you're making these items. Like, I want to consume this within about a year.
First in, first out.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.